Welcome back to Insight live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. This Saturday, the 2019 Black Women's March starts at Crocker Park in Sacramento and winds its way to the west steps of the Capitol. Events that day will spotlight Black women and girls as leaders. The speakers and performers will celebrate this year's event theme, which is #SheLeads. But there's a pretty interesting backstory here. Remember the massive National Women's March of 2017? Well, a few women in this region noticed the absence of Black women's voices, and they decided to change that. So the women founded the nonprofit Black Women United, and they created a flagship event. So in Sacramento that same year, the first Black Women's March happened. And that brings us to the event this weekend. Elika Bernard is in the studio. She's one of the co-founders and the executive director of Black Women United. Hi, Elika.
Hi, Beth.
Glad
it's good
to
see you
here. Rolanda Wilkins is joining us by phone. She is an educator in Sacramento. She's the founder and director of a separate nonprofit, Earth Mama Healing, Nurturing Girls, Empowering Women Institute. Rolanda, I don't want to be so bold as to call you Mama Ro, but so many people know you by that name. So welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Later in our conversation, we're going to add the voice of one more person to Kara Johnson. So for now, Elika, take me back to 2017. What did you observe? What was the gap? What did that feel like?
I think I watched it from television because I was, I don't know, I didn't feel like that it was any, it was a movement that had included me. And so I kind of just watched it from television. And what I saw was, I'm trying not to be so blunt about it, but what I saw was white women that had experienced oppression in a way that Indigenous women and Black women and Latino women have been experiencing for a very, very long time. And I think white women on that, when Trump got elected, they were upset and they decided to do something about it, which I commend them for doing something about it and coming together. But I think it was a failure to recognize that Black women have been fighting for feminine rights and rights to be a woman and to be heard and to be seen and to be respected in this country since our feet touched the ground here when we were brought here as slaves. And so we really just wanted to create our own space. Instead of just being mad about it, we said, let's center our own issues and come together and celebrate our issues, which are very, very specific. Black women's issues are very, very specific to us as Black women. And I think it's a good thing for us to have come and essentially empower ourselves. And we were supported, and it turned out to be such a beautiful day for Black women.
I want to get to some of those specific issues, but why wasn't that first national march more diverse?
I think the one in D.C. was pretty diverse because the Tamika Mallory and the others that started it, it was three women, two women of color, I think one Caucasian woman.
She was the original founder of the Me Too movement.
Tarana Burke.
Tarana Burke.
Yeah.
Was, right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And so I think D.C. it was pretty diverse. But here in Sacramento, it wasn't diverse. And there wasn't an effort to reach out to the women that had already been doing the work. And so, you know, when we talk about feminism, it can't just be about reproductive rights. It has to be more intersectional. Otherwise, you're just lifting up one section of people that are suffering. And we have to bring the most marginalized voices to the forefront of the feminist movement. And they failed to do that.
Rolanda, what's your observation about when Black women in particular decide to merge their voices with other voices? And when they don't, why don't they?
Well, I think sometimes we kind of get lost in the shuffle. Because as much as we want to be able to come together as women, we know that historically we have systemic racism. That is the founding of our country, and we can't deny that. And so I think sometimes it's okay to blend as long as we can respect each other's experiences and to know when it's okay to let people share their experiences without having to always consider how it's going to make somebody feel. And I think sometimes that happens a lot when we try to do this melting pot idea, when we know inside of the melting pot, we have some things that make it very difficult for people just to be who they really are. Not what makes other people comfortable, but what makes you, you know, okay for you to be yourself. And I think sometimes that gets lost because we all have to deal with our contribution and our ancestors' contribution to this country, whether it was good or bad. We still have to own that. And I think that's where we kind of get kind of lost and kind of start feeling some kind of way when Black women start to say, I don't really see me there. Or I don't really, you know, you can't always be leading stuff. You have to let me do the part I can do for me. And it's okay to be supportive, but you don't have to always be the voice of other people. We have to figure out how to help Black women and girls have their own voice and let them stand in their truth, whether if it makes you feel uncomfortable or not. It's still their truth. And I think in America overall, we struggle with that.
Let me go back then to 2017, the first Black Women's March. How was it? What was the turnout? What was said at the gathering?
It was absolutely beautiful. And I want to say that I think the Women's March, I'm proud of the work that they've been able to do. But it's also been like, we know that in those types of spaces, there's still oppression and there's still racism. And we just decided like, well, we kind of don't want to deal with that. And so at our first march, we had Elaine Brown, who was one of the leaders of the Black Panther Party. And sharp, I mean, I don't know how old Elaine Brown is, but I hope when I'm her age that I can be that sharp because sis is on point and stays on point and stays ready. And we also had Kimberly Ellis speak. We had a lot of our elders speak. Dr. Halifu from UC Davis spoke. We had music and we had chanting, and it was, I can say that I have never seen Black women that happy in a space. And it's because, and that was affirmation for me, because usually when we're in spaces like that are not Black centered or Black women centered, we often have to suppress our emotions or suppress our facial expressions or things like that because people are so afraid of Black people and especially strong Black women. And it's a stressful thing for us. But in that space, we were joyous. And I think the biggest thing that always sticks with me are like the little girls. And I get text messages from parents that said, my daughter is still on 10. Like she was so psyched and happy that day that space was just for her.
Rolanda, that's a nice segue into me talking about some of the work that you've done with young women. You have taken these cross-country road trips, the quality of life road trips, and taken young girls to explore their history, to make some connections. So last week, we talked with one of the girls who went on, I think she's actually gone on two road trips with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear from Takara Johnson, and this might be interesting for you, Rolanda, to hear how she described her experience on one of those trips.
We had to have conversations and we had to think and pick each other's brain, and going back to how Mama Ro just made it a norm for us to require more of ourselves in the world around us, she would always have more questions. Like Mama Ro is the best conversation starter, and you'll see that when she comes on, but she definitely has a way of picking your brain that allows for you to mean what you say and think before you speak. She had us all in the car and we're talking about things, and we came into the road trip with such a close and intimate relationship, but we left even more close.
Isn't that lovely?
Wow. I love Takara.
So what conversations still need to be started? There's a big event this weekend, and you're going to be there. And what do you want people to be talking about, Rolanda?
I want us to be talking about what's happening with our girls in particular. And, you know, seeing them as leaders and grooming them as leaders. But more importantly, I want them to think about love and compassion and seeing them with those beautiful fresh eyes, if you will. The purpose of that road trip is to really expand them. Like, America has so much to offer. So when we do this road trip, we're gone for 30 days. We go through 25 states or something like that, stopping in probably just as many cities. But we look at, like, what is the quality of life for girls and women? And a lot of it has to do with what they're exposed to, how we nurture them, how we teach them, how we love on them, and most of all, how we're role modeling for them. So that's the part of, like, you know, if we're in the Appalachian Mountains and say Virginia, what are we learning from those people up there that would impact who we are right here in Sacramento? You know, how would I really use my education to better not just myself, but my community? Why are we so connected? And so I would hope at the march we will walk away feeling connected to each other, but also knowing that we have to have the mission to lift up our young ladies, to lift up those young girls, because the truth of the matter, they're really the future. They're going to see things that we can only dream of. You know what I mean? And so it's our obligation to make sure that they feel nurtured, that they feel loved, that they feel cared for, but most importantly, they feel connected to each other.
So
that's what I hope people will walk away with the march.
Takara was in seventh grade when she took that first trip with you. She's now 22. She is a nationally recognized poet and hip-hop artist. I think she performs to start the event on Saturday.
Yeah, she's leading the march. She's leading the procession. We're calling it a procession because it's going to be more like a procession.
But her stage name is Kari J. She is a student at UC Davis. And I want to get back to that conversation recorded by our producer, Kate Gonzalez, last week. Takara was just about to get on a plane to go to Cuba. But Rolanda, you need to hear a little bit more about what she said about you. And I guess all your girls call you Mama Ro. So here's Takara.
Mama Ro is like Moses. She really, Harriet Tubman to be specific, she showed us that to get the knowledge sometimes, you got to get out from where you're from. To get the knowledge, you have to be actively seeking information. And that always doesn't occur where you're at. So she taught us to be go-getters. She taught us to get up and look for, search for, and demand, you know, what we wanted and what we needed of ourselves and in the world. But I would love, and I am doing for girls, what she did for me.
There's so much in that, Rolanda. And I have to tell you, I just had to hand Alika a Kleenex.
Because Mama Ro saved me too. Like being a Black woman, not everybody can hold our pain because it's a lot. And to find someone like Mama Ro, who has done so much internal work on herself, but knows the ins and outs of the nature of Black women in our pain, and to be able to help me heal myself so that I can be what I am today, it's just like I'm undeserving, but I'm just grateful.
Is there a secret or a truth, Rolanda, that isn't understood, you know, well enough that you can help us know?
I just know for me, I it's funny because I'm talking to you all, but I'm also in the midst of writing something on my mother. So it makes me go through all the women that I work with. To me, I've always had women who looked out for me, who loved on me. I'm from the tradition of Big Mama. I'm not ashamed of the word. I've been nurtured and cared for by women, and particularly by Black women. And they're all over the country. Right now I'm in Lake Charles at the 7 days of Juneteenth, where another peer is basically doing what I'm doing. So I think we have this energy all over the place. We just, some of us hadn't figured out how to tap into it, because we live in such a time where women are pitted against each other on dang near everything. So it's kind of like, for me, I don't even think it's a secret. I just think what I know, I come from a people who have very little, but what they did have was the courage to love, to show care to people, even when the people wasn't caring for them back. I think for me, the secret is right in there. Because you can have everything, education, money, and the whole nine, but if you don't have compassion, if you don't have care, if you don't remember your ancestors and all that they've gone through so you can stand here and do whatever you want to do, you kind of feel kind of lost. So for me, it's just like understanding the human experience and be able to let voice, but more importantly, to nurture them and to nudge them to go forward. Because the truth of the matter, I'm supposed to be where I'm at because I'm standing on some giants. So when you stand on giants, you can do nothing but be great. And that's how I see it. So for me, it's like knowing the secret to your mom and your grandmother. And, you know, I'm just doing what I was taught.
Well, I hear Takara and also Alika saying that it's authentic, that they know from where you speak, and you speak so directly to them. And Alika, I have to bring that back to the phrase you used earlier, specific issues, mm-hmm. that Black women, as you described, have specific issues that are discussed, should be expressed, mm-hmm. protested about. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what's on the top of your list in that?
I think the top of my list is poverty. I think it's a shame, and especially in California, the most progressive state in the country, that Black women and Black girls live in such high poverty rates, when Black women and Black girls, specifically Black women, are higher in our demographic to be educated, in PhD holders and master's degrees holders, and highly skilled. It's something that our country really needs to take a look at. It's something they should be ashamed of, because there's no reason why so many Black girls and Black women should be living in the state of poverty that they're living in, carrying the emotional labor and all of the unseen things that don't get accounted for or awarded for, that labor is put on us. That is at the top of my list of relieving some of the pressure that Black women have to carry every single day.
That is Alika Bernard. She is executive director and co-founder of Black Women United. The march this Saturday will form in Crocker Park at
9 a.m. And we're asking folks to get your shirts now and purchase them so that we can get things moving, because you can get your you can pick up your shirt at Crocker. But we have a procession that is out of this world planned. We have the Hundreds Unit, and the Hundreds Unit is an African American led dance team, and they're going to be Black Panther style. They're going to be in our African garments. They're going to have a live drum line. It's going to be like Beyonce homecoming. And after them, they're going to be like 100 deep. So it's going to be like 100 Black women dancing. Wow. And then after them, we have invited Black girls from ages K through 12 from all over Sacramento and California to be dressed in traditional all white, which is an African thing. And all the little girls will be wearing head garments made of flowers, and they'll be dressed in all white, and they'll go ahead of the march. So it's kind of like they're sandwiched in between Black Women United and the rest of the community, and the Hundreds Unit, which is kind of like the army. Because on this day, we're really lifting up the voices of Black girls and their innocence and their purity, and how we need to protect that.
Rolanda, I should actually ask you to mention a bit more about Earth Mama Healing, because it is a group that focuses on nurturing girls and empowering women. So would you say a bit more about what your organization is doing?
So basically, we do girl empowerment programs throughout the state and other places as well. Basically, it's to help young ladies utilize those soft skills, so that they can access opportunity, so that they can create the world they want to live in. But it's like we try to give them tools like problem solving and self-love, and how do we project that onto our peers, and how do we get along with adults. And basically, it's the stuff that your big mama would have taught you if you had like a down-home big mama. Mm. You know, those professional courtesies, but also how to be good to yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Because the outside of you is a manifestation of what's going on in the inside of you. So how do we work on those things on the inside so we can really manifest what I know we really want for ourselves, which is love and to be nurtured, to be protected and cared for. So that's what Earth Mama Healing does.
Beth, do you have a big mama?
Full district.
I'm adopting Rolanda right now, this very moment.
Rolanda, I asked her, does she have a big mama? Everybody needs a big mama.
And I want to mention that Takara founded a nonprofit, West to West Movement. So she's trying to connect descendants of the African diaspora through education and travel to Ghana.
I know.
I want to close this conversation with one more comment that I thought was especially eloquent. Again, it's by Takara, who now is in Cuba at this moment.
Yeah.
Leading up to what she said here, she was saying there is not enough time in the day to celebrate Black women. And then she added this.
We got a lot going on. And it's very rare that we get a breath, a fresh air, let alone a hand clap, applause, a love hug, or just an ear to listen. So I feel that these events are making up for this long and widened gap of disparity and this long and widened gap of overlooking black women, which we do so well in this country.
The voice and the words of a 22-year-old woman. I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Hand clap all around.
Yes.
And good luck with the march tomorrow. We've mentioned a couple organizations, so we'll post links to them and, of course, to the website for the march that's happening tomorrow.
And everyone is welcome to come. You know, we have a lot of allies that are going to be there. And so we want to say thank you to everyone that's been supportive.
All right. That is Alika Bernard, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Black Women United. And Rolanda, I feel like I'm entitled now to call you Mama Ro. So send us off with a few good words, would you?
I would just say, first of all, come on out to the march. And if you know some little girls, get permission from their parents or their guardian and bring them out, too. So I would just say, be good to each other. We all are a part of one big family. We just got to take care of each other. And we'll see you at the march. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so very much.
Thank you,
and
Beth.
Long distance, thanks to Takara Johnson as well. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.